Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
So catch on the hop there, Rob.
Yeah, yeah,
going
up the hop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, right. We'll just move that there like that. Right, before I get into it, I just want a bit of a shout out to a real good mate of mine, Hamish.
Hello, Hamish.
BFM listener. He's the one that introduced me to Human Centipede. Thanks for that, bruv. I still have nightmares about that. He's in the Auckland traffic at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'd like, before we start your segment, Rob, I'd like for the listeners to, so often my mind strays to the listeners.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about all the listeners. I was thinking about how it's a lovely day and how some of them, a high percentage of them are stuck in crappy old trying to get to and from. And I was thinking, I'd like to hear today from the BFM listener who believes that they are travelling in the most beautiful part of that they could be the most beautiful part of Auckland or the country, even in fact.
Yeah.
Who, you know, can say, well, actually, right now I'm at. And not for gloating purposes, but just to know that someone's having a good time and we can all vicariously enjoy your scenic view or
mind
wonderful
you,
position.
I would just like to point out that anywhere in New Zealand's beautiful.
Oh, have you been to Whangarei?
Yep. Yeah.
Late night Christchurch?
No. Yeah, yes, I have actually.
Late night Christchurch?
Yeah.
Well, as a tall white man, I suppose you're pretty much sweet. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty safe.
No hair,
that's
they thought
pretty
it was a
town
head, so, yeah,
night.
Yeah, I didn't like it there. Right, going to start off. This is a bit of a Betty White moment, really. I'd like a belated birthday because I know she listens to Elizabeth Triggs, or Lizzie. She turned 100 on Saturday. I don't know if you know this about her, but she's been the whole week on it. Like, in, you know, with her birthday and that. And she puts it all down to banana cakes and regular trips to the hair salon.
Banana cakes?
Yeah.
That's the food of life. It's a superfood, isn't it? Banana cake.
And she still lives on her own. And
Whereabouts?
In West Auckland.
Yeah.
In West Auckland. And one day before her birthday, Housing Minister Phil Twyford visited her and gave her a banana cake and 2 vouchers for the hair salon. That's just, I love news like that. There's so much bad shit
really
going
cool,
on.
It's cool, isn't it?
It's just, I read that and I went, oh.
2 vouchers.
Yeah. I know she's going to Def Leppard because she's got a ticket.
Is she?
Yeah.
I might see her there.
Yeah, she's going to that. And she's a long time BFM listener, as we all know.
Oh,
so
right,
belated happy birthday,
cool.
Lizzie.
Cool, Lizzie. And you'll get that thing from the Queen. And I don't know if that's a big deal anymore, eh?
No.
Not with Meghan Markle. New Windsors.
I think if Phil Twyford takes a couple of hours out of his day to turn up and give you a banana cake.
Yeah, well, I mean, the vouchers he could have picked up on the way, a banana cake. Yes, I've had to think that through.
I don't think you can go. Can you go to a bakery and buy a banana cake?
You could probably. Yeah, there would be a few artisan boutique bakeries out there that would do a banana cake on the fly, but I mean, what sort of icing? I like that lemon icing with the banana cake.
Oh, no, it's got to be lemon icing, I think.
Lemon, definitely.
Right. Back to the Holy Grail this week.
Yeah, back to the Holy Grail. Right.
The list.
That Holy Grail. I think you meant the actual Holy Grail.
No.
That was the thing for the day. Okay, sorry.
No. You know,
Pray tell, Mr. Bollocks.
Well, just one line that sent me in a fantastic journey. Starfish have no brain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're supposed to go, oh, poor old starfish.
I think, from
experience, I think it might be easier.
Yeah, well,
brain, to be honest.
They have a complex nervous system. Now,
was it the octopus that had 9 brains or 8 brains or something like that?
They got 8 brains and 1 in each leg. There's a whole load of wheelbarrow words here that I'm going to have trouble saying them because I can't pronounce things properly. I might miss a whole chunk out.
Okay.
Because I don't actually know what I'm talking about halfway through this.
Okay, well, that's all right. It's quite funny, though, when you do that.
Shall I do it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, cool. Right, what they've got is a complex nervous system with a nerve ring around the mouth and radial nerves running along the ambulacral region of each arm parallel to the radial canal. It doesn't have the capacity to plan its actions. So SpongeBob SquarePants, forget it.
Right. Well, I thought you read that very well.
Oh, no, that's the easy bit. So I thought, I know what to do. I have no idea what umbilacral means. So, right, I looked it up, and it is a system. This is definite fish and chips, blah, blah moment for me in my head. Here goes. Echinoderms, which have, as we all know, is the common name given to any member of the phylum Echinodermata of marine animals.
We sure do all know that.
Yep. The adults are recognisable by their radial symmetry, so that starfish, sea urchins, sea cucumbers and sea lilies are characterised by a unique colonic water vascular system that is hydraulically controlled, consisting of a circumoral ring around the effigus, which, don't please, if you ask me to read this out again, with connecting radial canals, each leading to a amblycrum. So I have no idea what that means, but they seem pretty onto it, really. And what's a brain? What is a brain? It's basically a lot of nerve cells in one spot. Whereas the starfish and the jellyfish, actually, have got their nerve endings like all over the place.
You can't, some jellyfish, those jellyfish that are basically just clear.
Yeah.
They're weird, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a scientific, statement. They're weird, eh?
They're the 99% water, and as Carl Pilton has said, why don't they just add another 1% and be water?
Or just add an eye or something.
Yeah.
Just give yourself the advantage. Yeah. Develop that extra bit. So many animals have.
Yeah.
So many beasts have.
Well, this led me. I read all that. I thought it was really good. And I thought, right,
look at the Portuguese man of war. That is a huge, nasty jellyfish. Yeah. You know? Long tendrils. Yeah. Tentacles. Tess, go ahead.
I got stung by one once.
How did you get rid of
boss
the sting?
Jellyfish.
Just a blue bottle. Ooh, a little blue bottle.
How did you get rid of the sting?
Well, I don't think you can get rid of it. Once you're stung, you're stung.
Oh, okay.
You urinate on yourself.
I didn't do that. It was around my neck. It was a bit of an awkward place.
Well, no, we won't go there.
Phone a friend.
This led me to think, right, we know octopuses have 9 brains.
Octopi or octopus?
We've had this discussion before. Is there anything with more than 9 brains, I thought to myself? And guess what? Yes, there is.
Oh, yes. Do tell.
Right. It is the leech.
The dirty old leech.
It has 32 brains.
What?
Its body's in 32 sections, and every section has its own little brain.
It's a collective.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
They have 2 reproductive organs and 9 pairs of testes.
Okay, so that still doesn't add up to all the brains.
No.
There's some frustrated brains in there. There must be some frustrated brains in there, or brains that are just thinking about other things. Just thinking of other things. Yeah. Not really that interesting.
I know about the bloodletting and all that, but I actually looked in a little bit of this. Since the ancient Egyptians, leeches have been used to treat nervous system abnormalities, dental problems, skin disease and infection.
Dental problems.
And today, they're actually...
Leech on your molar there, love, for a while?
Actually, they're still used today in plastic surgery and microsurgery because of the peptides and proteins.
I think I've seen it on that botched TV show, actually.
But my thought was, who was the first person saying it had something wrong with them? And someone said, oh, I'll tell you what, should we try one of those?
Try one of those. You know those things that when you walk through the river and you come out and they're all just over your legs sucking your blood?
Yeah.
I think that'd be good for your blood.
Yeah, but
this is the thing. You've got to take your hat off to those people that diligently tried out all those different things back in the day.
Probably started off with a rat. Yeah. Or a cat or something.
Yeah, batter me in the head with this rock. How's that going? No, I've still got a cough. Okay, right. Yeah, the blood still feels a bit poisonous, you know. Or maybe it's just like trial and error. Just so many million humans walked through rivers and came up with leeches on their legs. But it just turned out that some of them had blood diseases. And then they had to what's the similarity between all those people there who we thought were going to die and didn't die after they walked through the river with leeches coming up out of their legs? Oh, there's a lot of data entry going on, you know. There's a lot of people trusting other people's numbers and figures and you know, so how many of the 25 people that you've heard about from other villages? I don't know. Hunter gatherers, you know, we did all right for that.
It's just nature. Yeah, I can't get enough of
nature,
it.
Man.
Right, I've got time here to do a quickie. Now, this was one we actually spoke about this off air. I'd like to get your input in on this test.
Okay. Tess, please.
If you start counting like 1 to 1,000 and spell like 1-O-N-E. Go all the way up to 1,000. You will never use the letter A until you get to 1,000. I dispute that.
1,000. You're talking about going one, writing the word one. So if it's 163, 1,603 or something like that.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah. If you spell 163, how would you spell it?
Well, two A's, yeah.
Exactly, because you're using the word A and.
Yeah. But if you do it without the ands.
But who does that?
Once again, people gathering data.
Where did you get that fact from?
Mikey.
Okay, yeah. I have to.
But he's right though. He's right. If you're just spelling the numbers, you don't use the letter A until you get to 1,000.
As a false fact from you.
No. You don't use the letter A until you get to 1,000. If you don't.
But you do because you.
But if you're just spelling the numbers.
But who does that?
The numbers.
Like Rob's.
Well,
it's a dumb fact. Why'd you bring that up, Rob?
I sat there and I thought, this is a real good one, and I was doing it in my head.
Well done, you.
If we can wheel it back to those leeches for a second with their 32 brains, how do you reconcile them all at once?
There must have a lot of issues.
Do you just delegate sort of things? Is there a brain that sort of says, can I guys?
I don't know.
It's like a bunch of labourers in a van sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like that. Like with the octopus's brain, they've got a main brain that does all the other stuff. Other brains do all the.
Octopuses have 8 arms and can escape things and are really cool, but leeches.
I take my hat off to leeches now.
They're a one-trick pony, aren't they, really?
Oh, yeah, but look at all the things.
He sucks some blood. Look at this, my leech is sucking the blood. Where does it do? Nothing. Shiny. Okay. Shiny and yucky like a slugger. Good morning.
Okay.
We'll just
dial in somebody who knows about leeches. Good morning. Go ahead.
don't pull them out because their fangs stay in and they rip out all the stuff. So what
stuff? So, you mean like the flesh?
Flesh.
Yeah, like all of it. So it just bleeds and it's terrible. What soldiers in Vietnam did, and what you're supposed to do, is use the end of your cigarette and burn it, and then
hold on. What if you don't smoke?
Yeah, no,
someone else's cigarette.
Burning element.
Not in Dutch cinders, New Zealand.
Yes, good point, but it is in Vietnam, so that's why a lot of soldiers in Vietnam smoked, because you put the end of your cigarette into
Yeah, is that right? Plus it's awfully addictive, and you're about to get yourself killed, so you're a bit nervous. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
Well, remember, there's that one. I think the kids that go into the swamp and the kid at the back is covered in leeches.
Yeah, that's a Stand By Me. Fantastic movie.
That's probably why they all smoked so much in the 50s as a really young age.
Well, they didn't smoke in that movie, those kids, did they?
Yeah. And for plastic surgery, as you said, you put the leech on and it just sucks the blood into the leech, so it keeps the blood going through that flesh
and keeps the flesh alive so that
it can heal.
Yeah, if you've got like a rotting foot or something, they do it too. Yes. That sort of thing. Yeah.
Gangrene.
The flesh-eating disease too. What's that disease called?
Ebola?
No, the flesh. Now, the one that people are getting over here, people are listening that have had it. The flesh-eating disease.
Meningitis? Meningitis?
No. It sort of just eats. There was a problem. It was through the hospitals at one stage. Okay, it doesn't matter. That's for another breakfast morning. Yeah. As people are eating their breakfast and we're talking about rotting feet and leeches and stuff. All the best to you. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Rob, thank you very much this morning. Looking forward to another startling...
head exploding time.
Top hat full of magical facts tomorrow next week. But will you stick around for the rest of the show?
I am going to.
Thank you very much.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.